their calendar between now and like New Year's Eve. I think all those that didn't raise their hands are liars. What do you hear right now when you ask someone, how are you doing? Busy, right? Everybody says the B word. They're busy. And what happens when we get busy is we miss the wonders of Christmas. There are wonders to Christmas. There's beautiful music like you've heard, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens of other songs. And I'm sure all of you could tell me your favorite Christmas song that you love. There is the wonder of giving and receiving gifts. There is the wonder of children and their happy faces as they spend 14 seconds ripping those packages open to then play with the toy for 14 minutes while they then moved on to the next one, right? And you're going next year, this is all going to Salvation Army. Yeah. Everybody knows it's true. Maybe you have the wonder of relationships with friends or family being healed at this time of year. And then you have the wonder of the birth of Jesus. But sometimes we lose the wonder. One of my favorite shows is Last Man Standing. And in that, one of the episodes, the wife is down at the table and she's in the kitchen and she is going crazy. It's Christmas time. And she is asleep with her head on the table and her husband comes down. He's like, what? It's 2 a.m. Go to bed. She's like, no, I got too much to do. Blah, blah, blah. She gives off her list. He goes, honey, you're missing Christmas. She goes, I'll enjoy Christmas after it's over. We lose the wonder of Christmas sometimes. It no longer becomes a special time of year. It becomes just a time of year that you try to get through to get to the next event. I want to take just a couple of minutes. I want to look at a couple of the wonders of Christmas that we miss. The first one I want to look at is the angels. The angels played a huge role in the birth of Christ. Now, those of you that come here regularly know my description of angels. Okay? Angels are warriors. So they are big and they are massive and they are intimidating. And every time you read of an angel showing up, other than I think one, they say, do not be afraid. Because you should be afraid when they show up. In Luke chapter 1 alone, there are 3 instances of angels showing up. You have the appearance to Zacharias. You have the appearance of Gabriel to Mary, which is the one where he doesn't say, do not be afraid. And you have the appearance to Joseph in his dream. You then see the announcement to the shepherds in chapter 2. Where you get a multitude of angels who show up and they give glory to God. They sing a song to the shepherds. A multitude of angels. Now, we have no definition of what a multitude is. I've read some theologians who think you could have been talking about thousands of angels in the sky above the shepherds. And we see them sing praise to God. Which brings us to our second wonder, the shepherds themselves. See, shepherds are ordinary people. They were ordinary workers who did a job that was often thankless. They were considered low on the totem pole. And they were sitting out with their sheep. Now, there are multitudes, so you're talking several flocks who had come together for the night. And the shepherds are probably sitting around the fire. And they're telling about their day. And they're talking about the one stupid sheep that wandered off. Or the one that keeps trying to sneak through and get away. And they're telling the stories. Maybe, you know, if David was there telling the story, David was like, yeah, today I had to take out a bear. Go ahead and read the story when David's sitting talking to King Saul. And he's saying, how can you go fight Goliath? He's like, I've taken on lions, I've taken on bears. What's a giant? It's a routine day. They're settling down. They're talking about all their common things that happen for the day. And then uncommon things start happening. angel appears. Now, you think that got their attention, because I want you to picture a giant, super bright, enormous creature in the sky.
Hey!
This was, don't think of a dainty little thing up here, okay? And this angel is up there talking to these shepherds. You imagine being one of them? You've just gone through a normal routine day, and all of a sudden there is this gigantic, bright, scary, frightening thing up in the sky talking to you that came out of nowhere. And he tells you the message that the nation of Israel has been waiting for generations for. The Messiah is born. Not just the Messiah is born, the Messiah is born right now. And then the wonder of the shepherds is they get the message, because then the multitude of the heavens show up and they start singing praise to God. And what do the shepherds do? You read that the shepherds get up and they take off. But they're not running in fear. They're going to look for the Messiah. They go and look. And what do they find but the Messiah, exactly as the angels told them it would be? The angel told them where to find him and what he would be doing and what he would look like. And lo and behold, there he is. And the shepherds give the response that we all should give when we hear about Christ. They go all the way back to their flocks, praising God and telling everybody along the way what they had just seen. We just saw the Messiah. They shared the wonder. Now, I had a third wonder, but Carl ruined it for me because it was about the wise men. We do have the wonder of the wise men. I'll elaborate just a little bit. But think about the wise men who came from a long distance following the star. And so they looked at the star and they knew that it told them something significant was happening. And so they followed it, bringing gifts, looking for the king. And they didn't just bring gifts. It wasn't like, hey, here's your Applebee's gift card. They brought what were considered some of the most precious gifts that could be brought. They were royal gifts, which cost them something. And they arrive and they bring those treasures to him, which causes us to ask the question, are we giving our treasures to him? I'm not talking about your money. You know what you really treasure most? It's your life and your family. Are we giving our treasures to him? George Mueller said, giving is not measured by what you give, but by what you have left. See, when Christ came down and showed up in that manger, he had given up the universe. He had given up the throne of the universe to come down here. He did it because he loves you. So I want to finish with just a couple of questions. Has the wonder of Christ's birth moved you? Has it moved you to do anything, or have you lost the wonder of Christmas? Is Christmas all about the presents? Is it all about meeting up for meals? I pray that you have that wonder restored in your life. Because once you have the wonder of Christ in Christmas, then none of the rest of it actually matters. And then you always have the wonder of this season. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what Christ gave for us. We thank you that he came to this earth and gave up your throne to be, as Paul says, he came to be as a slave so that we could be with you forever. I ask that you would touch each of our hearts. You would move our hearts and minds closer to you, and that we will take the wonder of Christmas to all those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.